All right, well, down on the Surf Coast, in particular Torquay, rents and house prices have gone up dramatically in recent years, and locals are blaming cashed-up Melbourneites who want to change, a sea change down there. Why wouldn't they? Our next guest is President of the Real Estate Institute of Victoria, Leah Calnan. Good evening.
Hi, Tom.
I mean, look, we've seen this happen with all sorts of coastal towns, not just Torquay on the Surf Coast, but places on the Mornington Peninsula as well. Are locals right to be worried about the impact on house prices of Melbourne buyers?
Oh, look, I don't think they need to necessarily be concerned. If anything, it's going to increase their own house price or own investments that they might have in and around those areas.
The only thing is I think a lot of people worry, like, okay, I've got my house, you know, I bought it years and years and years ago, I'm okay, but, you know, I would like my kids to be able to buy a house down here. And, you know, sometimes the jobs available in places like Torquay don't, you know, attract the income to allow you to spend an elevated amount of money on a house.
Yeah, I think what we'll then see is that push out. We're seeing a lot of activity in and around the Geelong area. So it might be that they work in Geelong and decide to build or rent or buy somewhere between Torquay and Geelong. But what we're seeing down there is no different to what we've seen in the Mornington Peninsula over the last 10 years.
And has COVID accelerated that? You know, has the lockdown made people say, well, you know what, we need a bolt hole, not just our house in the suburbs. Maybe we sell that and buy something down in the Mornington Peninsula on the Surf Coast, because, you know, if we can't travel overseas for years and years, having a spot for family holidays is now more important?
Yeah, I think it's that, but also I think COVID has allowed all of us to reassess our lives, and whether it's around our housing affordability or where we want to live from a location point of view, or is lifestyle more important, or is the size of the property or the land more important? All of these contributing factors have seen an enormous amount of activity, not only in the Surf Coast areas, but right up to Mildura. There is just so much activity around regional Victoria.
And then obviously for Mildura, it's not people who are going to commute to Melbourne. It's people who say, I can still do a job based in Melbourne, but I can do it from home. And if I want to live in the northwest, that's where I'll go.
Yeah, it's that flexibility. I think bosses have now realised that you can do the work from home. And, you know, primarily people probably won't do 5 days a week from home in whatever work that they do. There'll still be that need to come into the office and that social interaction. You know, we've all been craving that social interaction for the last 8 months or so.
I mean, we've had a family beach house for over 20 years in the Mornington Peninsula, and, you know, when I bought it, it didn't cost very much at all. And I've watched values go up, which is sort of of academic interest to me, because, you know, I don't want to sell it. But what I've seen locals do is say, you know what, I'm going to cash in. I'll still live and work around here, but I'll sell my house in the expensive area and buy somewhere that's a bit cheaper, just 5 or 10 kilometres away. Would that sort of thing work around the Torquay area?
Yeah, again, there's so many new suburbs popping up in and around, you know, the different parts of Geelong. That is certainly something that everyone can consider. And it's a bit like what we would refer to as the bridesmaid suburb. If you think about, you know, Carnegie or Bentley in metro Melbourne, you know, we saw a big push out to suburbs like Oakley and Clayton, where there were different opportunities at a cheaper price.
All right, thank you for your time. Leah Calnan there, President of the Real Estate Institute of Victoria. I mean, people complain about high house prices. The only thing worse than high house prices or prices going up is usually prices going down. And one of the things that does happen to coastal towns when people from the big smoke move in is, you know, they do pay more for houses, but at the same time, they inject a lot of money into the local economy, and that means jobs for kids that, you know, might not have existed 10 or 20 years ago.